AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will travel to Philadelphia to lay out what he calls the moral case for voting rights. Republican-led states have been trying to change voting laws following the 2020 election. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke about it in Michigan.
Fighting for the right to vote is as American as apple pie. It is so fundamental to fighting for the principles of our democracy.
Private planes carried a large group of Democrats from Austin, Texas to Washington. The lawmakers skipped town just days before the Texas House had been expected to give early approval to sweeping new voting restrictions in a special legislative session. Governor Greg Abbott says the lawmakers will be arrested when they come back. He's not giving up on changes to voting laws.
These people want to be hanging out wherever they're hanging out on this taxpayer-paid junket. They're going to have to be prepared to do it for well over a year.
The largest wildfire burning in the U.S. right now is the Bootleg Fire in Oregon near the California state line. Public Information Officer Daniel Omdahl says it's hard to contain.
The fire has grown over 50,000 acres in the last 24 hours. And as of yet, we don't have any. Our containment is zero. No solid holding control lines at this time.
The fire has burned at least seven homes. Consumer prices jumped last month by the most in 13 years. The White House says First Lady Jill Biden will be at the opening ceremony for the Tokyo Olympics later this month. Tokyo is under a new coronavirus-related state of emergency. The Coast Guard is monitoring boat activity between Florida and Cuba. Cuban immigrants have said they plan to travel in boats filled with supplies to Cuba to show support for protesters there. The Miami Herald reports one boat that was stopped was carrying cases of bottled water, flashlights, and boxes of canned Chef Boyardee pasta. Mixed results early on Wall Street. This is AP News. International Olympic Committee Chair Thomas Bach gave a pep talk at the headquarters of the Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee, his first public appearance since arriving for the Tokyo Games.
Your organizing committee and all your staff members are doing a fantastic job in the preparations of these Olympic and Paralympic Games Tokyo 2020. You have managed to make Tokyo, the best ever prepared city for Olympic Games.
There will be no fans in the stands for the Games because of the coronavirus pandemic. Bach made a slip in his next statement.
Our common target is safe and secure Games for everybody, for the athletes, for all the delegations, and most importantly, also for the Japanese people.
Bach's comments were interpreted from English to Japanese, but that slip was not included in the interpretations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.